I'm here with Ed Seelever with the Denver Business Journal and Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. Joe, it seems like this gun debate is going to dominate a lot of time at the Capitol.
Yeah, Bent, the governor has signaled that, and at least Senate Democrats have signaled that we're going to be looking at possibly an assault weapons ban or a ban on high-capacity clips. That's no surprise at all. What happened in Connecticut, it's just hard to imagine really anything worse, shooting up a classroom full of first graders. It seems like this state and this country has crossed a line that we didn't even dare to cross after the Aurora Theater shooting, which was another unimaginable event. Just something has changed where politicians who might have been in favor of this before but were timid are getting over that, and they're willing to put themselves at some political risk, from the president down to our governor.
Ed, do you agree that this gun control debate wouldn't be as high profile or as urgent even after the Aurora shooting? And that was certainly tragic.
It was, but I don't think it would be as urgent without the Newtown shootings. And now, Governor Hickenlooper, to his credit, had come out literally the day before the Newtown shootings and said, I think we ought to bring gun control issues up. But he had no, and in fact, still really hasn't put forward any specific plans for this. It's interesting. I think what could actually avert a gun control debate is another plan that Governor Hickenlooper did put forward in mid-December, and that is his plan to pump $18.5 million into mental health issues here in the state. More importantly, as far as the gun issue goes, to allow for it to make it easier for someone to be confined involuntarily because of purported fears of them doing harm to themselves or others, and make it a lot quicker to get mental health records into the system to prevent people with mental health issues to buy guns. Now, I mean, these are probably the two proposals that will be most universally embraced as far as things that can prevent future gun violence. If those were to pass early on, there might be less of a fight because people might say, we've done something already.
Democrats control both legislative chambers. Joe, do you see a party fight about how far to go on gun control?
Well, these are still Colorado Democrats we're talking about. And there's a kind of a wide variance of experience and philosophy among people in that party. And there are also some urban and suburban Republicans that maybe are not so pro-gun as perhaps a few conservative Democrats. There aren't a whole lot of rural Democrats around, but the hunting culture is very important on the Western Slope. They're going to have to tread very carefully to make sure that they have hunters and sportsmen on their side when they do gun control and focus it more on this proliferation of military-style weapons. One thing I'm not hearing, though, or haven't heard so far from Colorado politicians is something that just really can't be done in the state house, and that's just some problems in our culture with a glorification of violence, a seeming reliance on very destructive weapons as symbols of power. That's probably not something that you can prevent in the state house. It's something that's more the domain of clergy and parents and just societal leaders in general.
I'll be curious to see how deep the conversation goes, because if we really want to take the hard look at why our society has so many people that turn to killing strangers as a result of mental health issues, there's no easy solution for how to get violence out of the eye of the general public. But it's not been many years since other states had conversations such as limiting access to violent video games to children. And I think you could really start to see this conversation go in that direction if we start to delve deeper into this issue.
Okay, thanks. It'll definitely be interesting to follow. That was Ed Seelever with the Denver Business Journal and Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and this is Capital Conversation.